What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show. I'm Josephine Fitzpatrick. So I have a secret to tell you today, and it's all about how you can reach your goals and achieve all the success you want. And it's all about the law of attraction and manifestation. And these are practices that I live by every day. But before I get into this, I want to remind you that if you like this podcast and if they help you in any way, to just reach down and please give it a thumbs up and make sure you subscribe to the channel, because these both help my channel grow in a significant way. So what is the law of attraction? Well, the law of attraction is a philosophy suggesting that positive thoughts bring positive results into a person's life, while negative thoughts bring negative outcomes. It is based on the belief that thoughts are a form of energy and that positive energy attracts success in all areas of your life, including health, finances, relationships. At this very moment, your life is being guided and influenced by universal forces. You may not even be aware of them. And the most powerful one of them all is the law of attraction. Just like the law of gravity, the law of attraction is always in effect, impacting your life in more ways than you could ever imagine. The good news is, once you are aware of this universal law, you can learn how to use it to change your life for the better. Because here's the thing, you are in constant state of creation, and every moment of every day, you are actively creating your reality. With every thought, either consciously or subconsciously, you are creating your future. And when you know how to harness the power of the law of attraction in your life, you can direct your thoughts and actions in a way that allows you to effortlessly attract what you want. And I know you've heard me talk about this many times, but I'm putting it all together for you because I want you to learn how to do it, because it works. The law of attraction is a universal principle that states you will attract into your life whatever you focus on. Whatever you give your energy and attention to is what will come back to you. And when you focus on the abundance of good things in your life, you will automatically attract more positive things into your life. But if you center yourself on negative thoughts and only focus on what you lack in life, then you will ultimately attract negativity into your life. And what you want most will continue to pass you by. So simply put, it's because like attracts like. Positive attracts positive. If you're feeling excited, enthusiastic, passionate, happy, joyful, appreciative, then you're sending out positive energies to the universe. That's what you get in return. In return, that positive energy will attract people, resources, opportunities that resonate on the same energetic wavelength. This optimism is so effortlessly brought into your path of life, you will allow you to reach all your goals. But on the other hand, you must remember, if you are feeling bored, anxious, stressed out, angry, gossipy, resentful, sad, well, then you're sending out negative energy, and that negative energy will attract those same kinds of people and events into your life. And I want you to think about it. Think about when you start your day off and something not great happens. And already you're like, okay, I'm going to have a bad day. Now you already said that. So that's what you put out into the universe. And what happens? It gets worse. You know, that's why we say when it rains, it pours. No, we made it pour. Okay. You had one thing. And if you were to change your words into a positive, to have a positive day after that, well, that's what you would have had. But once you said, I'm going to have a bad day, it's already starting to be a bad day. Well, that's what you gave yourself. That's what you put out into the universe, and that's what you received. So whatever you're thinking is what you're going to receive. That's why it's so important to keep it positive okay? Because that's what you're going to attract. So remember what Buddha says, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. You see, according to the law of attraction, you are creating your own reality. What you focus on is what you draw into your life. It suggests that what you believe will happen in your life is what happens. And it's true. That's exactly what happens. What you believe is going to happen is what happens. But very, very important to know, the universe doesn't care what kind of energetic vibration you send out, okay? It doesn't care if you are a positive or a negative person. It simply responds to what you offer it. So you must understand how important this is. The universe is not looking at you saying, oh, you're a negative person or oh, you're a positive person. No, it doesn't matter. What you're giving and putting out to the universe is what you're going to receive. For me, I will tell you, I absolutely believe in the law of attraction and manifestation. I live by it in every area of my life, and I've seen it work on so many levels for myself and others. But we must understand a few things for this to work in your life. This philosophy works by aligning the universe with our own wishes. This notion suggests that people are all made of energy, and this energy operates at different frequencies, okay? Because of this, it is important to change the frequency of energy with positive thoughts, especially gratitude for what we already have. By using grateful, positive thoughts and feelings, and by focusing on our dreams rather than our frustrations, we can actually change the frequency of our energy, and the law of attraction will bring us positive things into our life. What we attract depends on where and how we focus our attention, but we must already believe that it's ours or soon will be ours. We must believe and be grateful, two very important rules for the law of attraction to work. The law of attraction will only work if we believe 100% in it. So you must believe what you're saying, okay? You must be grateful for everything you have, and that includes all the experiences you've had up to where you are, good or bad. You must be grateful for them, knowing that they led you to this place. So the point is, you can't just wish for something or want something and not believe in what you're saying, or not believe that the universe is really going to give it to you, or believe in what you're doing in this whole process. If you don't believe it, you will not receive it. You must believe and be grateful. You have to open your mind and your heart to the universe. And the only way to do this is by believing in what you are thinking and being grateful for what you have. That is how you open your mind and your heart to it. This whole process is very spiritual experience. It's not religious. It's spiritual. When you open yourself up to the universe, you are letting the universe provide you with whatever you want it to provide you. And by changing your energetic vibration, you can change the way the universe responds to you. You can actually manifest particular outcomes in your life simply by creating and leaning into vibrations that align you with your desires and what you want. And in order to do that, you must become deeply and consciously aware of your energy, thoughts, and feelings. Everything on our planet and beyond is energy and is constantly vibrating. And the law of attraction sums up that everyone attracts what he's putting out there through his own energy and vibration. The law of attraction is not just based on your thoughts. A huge part of it is your actions. You can't manifest anything if you're not willing to work for it. And I know you've heard me say this 1,000 times. You have to work for what you want. You can't just want it. You can't just wish for it. Those will work. You put it out into the universe, but you have to follow it up with action. It's not only about what you think and believe, but it's the combination of believing in the right thing, trusting in the universe, and taking massive, determined action to get it. Okay, so now we know what law of attraction is, and how do we apply it into our life? Well, you'll never grow into the very best version of you if you don't start acting and feeling like the person you want to become. So that's number one. You have to act and feel like the person you want to become. Marianne Williamson, I love, quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that frightens us. we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? And that I love. Why shouldn't you be everything you want to be? You have one life. And if you are willing to put that work in and believe in yourself and believe in the universe, why would you not be that person? What stops you from being that person? The only thing that stops you is you. Every day, you have the chance to communicate with the world and openly share what you want out of this life. And if you do it right, what you want is going to be exactly what you get. Manifestation pros are those who manage to raise their vibration and keep high vibes for the majority of the time. Listen, you know, of course, it's very difficult to be positive and cheerful all the time, but honestly, that's not what you need to do. It's really about getting rid of unnecessary negativity and bad vibes instead of focusing on the life you want to create, okay? So I want you to focus on the life you want to create, but I really want you to focus on get rid of those negative thoughts, negative vibes, because they should not be in your life. And the more that you can get rid of them, the easier it's going to be to focus on what you really want, to keep that positive mindset. The whole manifestation process is based on our dominant feelings and beliefs. So our superior thoughts, and more importantly, the feelings behind those beliefs are what leads you to manifestation. These feelings are what you want to take care of in your daily life. So here's some steps that you can take to raise your vibrations, okay? Increase your energy, attract the greatness you've always been dreaming of and that I know you are capable of having. Daily affirmations are what really activate the law of attraction, okay? Affirmations are reminders to your unconscious mind to stay positive and focused on your goals. By cultivating this kind of success-focused mindset, you raise your energetic vibrations and are able to attract more high-vibe opportunities, people, resources into your life, which in turn makes it even easier for you to achieve your goals, and that's what you want. If you're new to the practice of daily affirmations, it might sound a little bit different to you, but the fact is, this is how the universe works, and whether you know it or not, you are always using affirmations in your life. I use them when I meditate, and I make sure they're positive. But even when I walk around and I'm thinking things, I'm always thinking positive thoughts, and if I catch myself thinking something negative, I wipe it out and I change it to a positive. We are always using affirmations, and sometimes, most of the time, you may realize now, especially listening to this, that you're not using the kind of affirmations for success that will bring you what you want. For example, you may be doing the opposite and bringing yourself what you don't want, and you don't even realize how negative you're being. For example, I'm going to use weight loss here because that's what I'm focusing on. I can't stop eating. I'm addicted to unhealthy food, and I'm never going to lose this weight. I never can catch a break. No matter what I do, I never seem to be able to get ahead. The scale is always high. Why does bad stuff always happen to me? Okay, if these sound familiar to you or you know something similar that you're saying, these are very, very powerful affirmations, but they're all negative. These are putting all negative into the universe, and that's not what you want to do. When we tell ourselves such things repeatedly, they reinforce our negative perception and prompt us to turn to those negative thoughts into reality. That's what we're doing. We're turning those negative thoughts into reality instead of positive. So basically, you're constantly putting all this negative out into the universe, and that's exactly what you're getting in return. We tell ourselves we can't stop eating, so we don't. We tell ourselves we're never going to lose the weight, so we don't. We tell ourselves that no matter how hard we try, we just can't catch a break, so we give up and stop trying. If this sounds familiar to you, that's what you're doing, and you can't do that. You have to switch it. The fact is, most people are constantly telling themselves these things all the time, and the only way to change yourself from such negative and false beliefs is to replace them with powerful affirmations for success that inspire you to show up in a more positive, empowering way, which in return will get better results in everything you do, not just weight loss, in everything you do, because you will start learning and realizing how often you're talking negative to yourself and negativity that you're putting out in the universe. And once you learn to really change this, it is life-changing. So how do you do this? You change your words and you change your mindset. I'm going to stop eating unhealthy. I can do this. I am going to stay on program. I want to be thin. I'm going to be thin. I'm grateful that I'm healthy and I have the opportunity to be the person I want to be. I love life. I want it to be the best I can make it. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. I want to be positive. That's all positive going out into the universe. Change your words. Change your mindset. Change your words. You will change from negative to positive. When you change your words, you change your energy and you lift your vibrations. That's what you need to do. It's a game changer and it will change your life. These positive words always have to be with you for yourself and for those around you. You must not gossip about others. You must wish for the best for yourself and for your family and for strangers even, okay? Wish the best for everyone. You have to keep that positive mindset in all levels of your life, not just on you. As soon as you catch yourself talking negative about yourself, your job, your friends, or anyone or anything, you must catch yourself and change it into the positive. The more you do this, the more you will get used to it, the more the universe will feel you putting that positive out. You will actually feel so much better taking that negative out of your mindset, out of your words, out of your body, out of your life, out of everything. I have gotten to the point when someone talks negative around me about themselves or others, I stop them immediately and I say, please don't do that. Only wish for the best for others. And if for some reason that you really can't do that about someone, then don't wish at all. Just don't wish bad. You know, it's the old saying, if you have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. That's exactly the way it should be. If you can't wish the best for someone, or if someone's having a hard time and you can't wish them that hopefully they do better, instead you're gossiping about them, that is the wrong way to live your life, okay? That is all negative, and that's what you're going to receive. What you put out is what you're receiving, and it may not be the same day, but that's exactly what's going to come your way. So keep your mindset positive, keep your thoughts positive, keep positive for those and everyone around you, and like I said, even strangers. Only wish the best for others, and always keep that uplifting energy and positive mindset for yourself, but also to change the world around you. You must be that positive light for everyone you know and love. That's how you should be thinking. That's how you should be feeling. And when you do that, I promise you, it's going to change your life. You are going to feel like such a better person. You're going to feel so positive and that you're putting so much positive out there for others, not just for yourself. And that's what the universe will see and get and feel. And that's what will be returned to you. The next thing you have to do is take massive inspired action. Once you're clear about what you want to attract and you have your affirmations and you realize and you've changed your negative talk into positive, it's all about taking determined action. The universe won't work for you, but it will work with you. And that's what you want. The law of attraction can help you accomplish your goal with more ease. But of course, you need to do the work. Sitting on the couch eating ice cream all day and wishing for a healthy, skinny body obviously is not going to work, no matter how much you believe in it. You have to take massive action. Once you're putting all that positive out into the universe and you're taking action with it, you're even going to find staying on program is so much easier because you're in such a positive mindset. You believe in what you're saying. You believe in what you're doing, and you will know you can do it, and the universe will grant you that. What I want you to remember, and this is so important. I was speaking to my son about this the other day. We were talking about how we forget how lucky we are to be alive. You know, he just had a baby, so of course he's really realizing this now more than ever. And I love that he's experiencing this, you know. And the bottom line is, you know, being alive is a miracle. You know, the odds of you being born are about 1 in 400 trillion. So it's actually close to zero. That's amazing. You are an absolute miracle if you are listening to this podcast. You are a miracle if you are listening to this podcast today. Our entire universe is a miracle, and nothing here is a coincidence. We are supposed to be here. You deserve greatness. You deserve abundance, health, wealth, love, just like anyone else who's surrounding you. And you alone have the power to create a life that you genuinely love and enjoy. Will it be easy? No, of course it's not easy. Will it be worth it? Absolutely. So I want you to get out there. I want you to start right this minute and act like the miracle you are and start manifesting a reality wilder than your wildest dreams, because you deserve that. Okay, that is all I have for you now. So I hope this helps. Please also follow our YouTube podcast. Next week, we will be doing an interview with a relationship coach, which I'm super excited about. The link is below. I'm wishing you all much gratitude, abundance, health, wealth, happiness, love in whatever you want to achieve in your life. You deserve it. Be positive, positive affirmations, and put that work in, and you will get it. Much love to you all.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.